Hallelujah. Better lift your hands to heaven and get another drink. Yes. Praise God. The Bible says be drunk in the spirit, not in the carnal wine, not intoxication of the carnality, but be drunk in the spirit. You know, so many times there's that area where we do something without meaning. And when we do something without meaning, there is no manifestation. And I'm going to say that again. So many times we do something without meaning and there's no manifestation. And, you know, God is wanting to manifest himself. Amen? And so many times we get caught up in the religiosity and the tradition, and we just do things by routine instead of being led. And even the things that we do in routine become ritual, and it begins to lose meaning. And it's vitally important for me and you that we maintain an area that what we're doing, that there's meaning in everything that we do. There's meaning. Why? Because we are about kingdom business. We're about the Father's business. That should be meaning enough. Everything must have meaning for me and you. And in meaning, in other words, there's purpose. So we don't worship just to worship. We worship because there's meaning behind it. We know that it pleases God. Amen? We sing, and we sing the words because there's meaning behind it. In fact, when we sing those words, more and more meaning comes. There comes more of an impartation and a more a love affair because we're making confession. And as we're making confession, what you sow and what you speak is what you eat, and it produces more meaning. And again, and that's where so many times people fall into religiosity, because religiosity has no meaning. Religiosity is associated with me, myself, and I. It has two main spirits, which is called pride and fear. And in this, it is important that you and I constantly break these things off of us and walk away from those areas. Constantly examine ourselves of where we're at. Where are we? Is what I'm doing right now, is it, and I don't want to say impressing God, but is it having meaning that God recognizes? Amen? Having meaning that God recognizes. I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Paul writes to Timothy, and in verse 14, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, he says, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory." In other words, God was manifested. And one of the things that the Spirit is trying to bring us to in an area where there's no more manifestation of God, not only in our life, but the things that we pray for. God was manifested in the flesh. Manifested. In other words, brought to existence. Made real. Made known. Where it was tangible. Something that was made tangible. Amen? In Romans 16. Hallelujah. Romans 16 and verse 25. Would you read it with me, please? "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever." In other words, there are prophetic scriptures that were spoken about of Christ Jesus, brought manifestation of him into this realm. Is everybody with me? One of the things that God wants us to get an understanding of, and I'm going to share something with you in a minute about what just recently happened with me. And he wants manifested prayer. How many of y'all want manifested prayer? In other words, he wants your prayers to become manifested. Turn to 1 John chapter 1. So Jesus was manifested by the prophetic scriptures that were spoken, wasn't he? In fact, they used to read them all the time in the temple and in the synagogues. In the book of Isaiah, used to speak about it all the time, and many other scriptures. In 1 John chapter 1, hallelujah, in verse 1, would you read it with me? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So again, he says, eternal life was manifested. So God desired that he would be manifested, and he desires that you and I would bring those things in manifestation. And that Christ would be manifested in us, that the eternal life of Christ would be manifested in us and through us, that others may see. That's why it's important, according to, that how we walk in this realm. People are looking for the manifestation of God. Every one of us was looking for the manifestation of God one way or another since the moment that we came into this realm. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? Well, even the unbeliever is looking for the manifestation of God. The greatest manifestation that can really happen in your life and in my life is that we change. But continually change. Not go backwards, go forward. Amen? So we're changing. And in this changing, that means that there's something got to be happening. That means that we must desire God's presence more. Amen? Because we don't change without His presence. That's why we praise and worship. We change in His presence. We change by declaration and decree. Because what you sow is what you reap. What you speak is what you eat. And what you eat is what you become. So as we speak eternal words, those assist in our changing. But it is the presence of God that is the most important thing for me and you, because that's where we came from. And when we begin to fade away from the presence of God, the presence of evil begins to infiltrate. And so many times, believers don't get that because they may know the word, but they've lost the sense of the presence of God. So they may know the word, but even the word no longer is convicting to them because their hearts have become hardened, but they still know the word. But it's the presence of God, because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. It is the presence of God that convicts us, because His desire is for me and you to always be free. Be free. Be free of pain. Be free of sickness. Be free of fear and worry. Be free. Amen? Praise God. 1 John chapter 3, while we're here, and verse 7. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Let's speak it together. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the Son of God was what? Manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. So if the Son of God is not manifesting in your life, are you able to destroy the works of the devil? No. So that's what's so important, that we bring the manifestation of Christ in this realm. Why? To destroy the works of the devil. God has given us weapons. He's given us His presence. Everything is available for us. He's given us His Spirit so that He can be manifested. But only you and me can bring that manifestation in as a born-again believer of Christ Jesus. Is everybody okay? So in this, it says, all, he was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In other words, sin is the presence of evil. So what's going to happen is you and I will recognize the presence of evil. We will not associate with the presence of evil. We will reject the presence of evil. The Bible says, depart from evil. Amen? Depart from evil. So by departing from evil, what you're doing is you're departing from the presence of evil, you're departing from sin, and you're walking into the presence of God. It's our responsibility to maintain the presence of God and constantly keep the presence of evil away from us so that Christ could be manifested in us and through us. Why? Because we want his manifestation to be made known so that the devil's works can be destroyed. Is everybody okay? So we must continue to manifest Christ Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. And what's one of the works of the devil? Deception, fear, oppression. That's why many times people who begin to walk away from the presence of God begin to put their trust more in the ways of the world. Whether it be medication, whether it be counseling of the world, whatever it may be, they begin to put their trust in that instead of the presence of God. But I'm telling you, God's arms are always open and says, come on home. Come on home. His arms are always open to us, no matter what. Even when we've blown it, even when we've made jerks of ourselves, even when we've destroyed things, he's always saying, come on home. Because his love is unconditional. And what he wants to do again is a man manifest himself through each and every one of us. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5. Manifested prayer. In verse 5. Let's read it together. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. In other words, grace is God's plan. So he's going to release his plan to the humble, but he will hold back his plan to the proud. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be what? Sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So if he's seeking whom he can devour, there's something that you and I must do. We must constantly, not only, listen, when we're manifesting Christ in his presence, what we're doing is we're manifesting his plan. Anybody ever make a mistake? Don't raise your hands. Well, let me ask you this. You know, many times we ask, oh, Lord, your will be done. Amen? Oh, God, your will be done. Well, the Lord came to me this morning. And while I was praying, and he said something very powerful to me. He said, Guy, make sure that your prayer has meaning. I said, okay. He says, if your prayer has meaning, there's a decree I want you to start to decree. And I said, what is that? He says, I want you to decree my manifestation. He says, if you decree my manifestation without meaning, it will not manifest. And so I began to decree certain things, and I didn't say anything to anyone. And as I began to decree the manifestation of God's will, I began to decree it. I got a call of something going on today with one of our outreaches that it was exploding. And the Lord said, I told you, if you'll decree my manifested favor, my manifested will, my manifested word with true meaning behind it, I will bring it to pass. And I want to share that with you today because it is vitally important. It's not just about prayer. Oh, God, manifest yourself. Well, there better be true meaning behind it, and there better be relationship behind it. So in relationship with him, it's not about just coming to church. It's not about just reading your Bible. It's not about just praise and worship. Not that they don't have an effect to it, because those are three areas that we assemble. He says, abide in me. In other words, my word. Forsake not to assemble, that's abiding and gathering, and in his presence. Three areas that we must always abide: his word and prayer, his presence, and assembling. When those three are broke, there's an open door. An open door will come to pass. Why? Because the enemy will eventually infiltrate and cause you to open something that maybe you didn't. Maybe something from your past or whatever. But one of the things he is desiring for me and you to do is start decreeing his manifest, his manifested will, his manifested favor. And you must be specific. Has everybody got it? In that area. But there must be meaning behind it. And you're not going to ask something that is not of God's will. Is everybody okay? Because if you ask something that's not of God's will or out of God's time, it won't come. Nothing comes unless it's according to his time. And when the Lord brought this to me this morning, and again, and I was praying, and the first thing he said is, I want you to decree my manifest. I want to manifest myself. See, because the heavens are open right now. And because the heavens are open, he's trying to get things done in preparation for what's getting ready to happen. Look, at this country is headed to dictatorship. Has everybody got it? Everything that you see, everything is being pulled away. The government wants you to be more dependent on them and less dependent on God. Healthcare system is so outrageous, it's going to cost much more money than what's being revealed. There are so many things that are happening right now, and so many times, you know, we're looking at all kinds of stuff, but you know what? I see the manifestation of God's will. So we must be able to be prepared for what's coming, no matter what. There is a season right now, the heavens are open because it is a time of plenty, but we will enter a time of famine. And in that time of famine is where we will shine because we will have plenty. And one of the things that we need plenty of is a manifestation of God Almighty, his will and his presence. Amen? You know, how many of y'all know he can bring groceries to your house? It's amazing how we limit things and how we limit God. There isn't anything impossible for him to do. Nothing. All things are possible to those who believe. Amen? Praise God. And Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, would you read it with me? It says what? Continue earnestly in prayer, being diligent in it with thanksgiving. Earnestly, being earnestly with prayer. In other words, that there is meaning. Continuous. Don't falter. Don't compromise. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to what? Speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it what? Manifest, as I ought to speak. So even right here, Paul was saying, look it, I want to be able to speak God's word so that it is manifest. So Christ is manifested in everything that we do. Again, it is our responsibility to decree the manifestation of what we're asking for. Lord, I decree your manifested favor. I decree your manifested will. But again, there must be meaning behind it. There must be meaning behind what you are asking for. And I guarantee you, it will come to pass. It may not be today, but it will manifest. It will manifest, because his word will not return void. Ephesians 5. You know, when the Lord gives you something, he always confirms it. Revelation, confirmation, manifestation. Always. When it's God, you'll have a confirm. You'll get a revelation. Revelation is when you hear, you'll get a, and when you speak, you'll get a confirmation, and then you'll get a manifestation. Is everybody okay? In Ephesians 5, in verse 12, it says, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are what? Are exposed are what? Made manifest by the what? By the light. By the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So we see here that when you and I are speaking eternal words, they are light. And that's what will make manifest. So everybody got it? The light of God wants to manifest himself in a dark place. In Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 105. Let's read this together. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So when you are speaking and decreeing what God tells you to. Now, there's something I want to share with you. It's vitally important because in his presence, there's something that's happening. You're waiting. In his presence, you're watching. In his presence, you're hearing. And then when you're hearing, you are speaking. Has everybody got it? See, because we want, the Bible tells us, the Spirit tells us things to come, and he'll guide us to all truth. So we want to speak what he wants us to speak. He knows what needs to be manifested. So we don't want to do it according to the will of man. We want to speak according to the will of God. And that's why it's vitally important that we have relationship. So many times people try to decree something that's not God's will. And many times it comes to pass. And they get themselves in trouble. They're hoping it's God's will. That's assumption. And we don't live by assumption. We live by faith, but faith is spiritual sight. Amen? In John 17... manifested prayer. Waiting, watching, hearing, and speaking. Everyone say that with me. Waiting, watching, hearing, and speaking. So when you're watching, are you seeing? Yeah. Yeah. In John 17, in verse 6, what does Jesus say? I have what? Manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. Even Jesus said, I have manifested your name. Well, he manifested his name, didn't he? His name was Jesus, wasn't it? Is everybody okay? All right. So in this, again, it is our responsibility to bring and decree the manifestation of the things of God. In Proverbs 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's start at verse 1. And let's speak it together. Proverbs 4, 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. That means speak my words with meaning. Keep my commands and what? Live. Get what? Wisdom. Get understanding. And do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. She will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the what? Wisdom is the principal thing. See, wisdom tells you what to do. Therefore, get wisdom in all you're getting, get understanding. And this is what this is about right now. When the Spirit is releasing revelation, it's something for us as a tool and a strategy. Why? To overcome what's coming. We get things ahead before the devil does it, if we'll use it. It says, exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. Grace is what? God's plan. And where's it going? In your mind. A crown of glory she will deliver to you. Again, get wisdom, get understanding. So that's what we want today. We want wisdom and understanding from the throne room of God. That's something I ask for every day. Lord, feed me from your throne room today. And grant me more wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, strength, and boldness, revelation, confirmation, manifestation, and impartation. I'm asking for more. I ask that every day. Yesterday's gone. I'm content in all things, but I still want more. Matthew 21. I want more oil, more presence, more manifestation, more revelation, more him, less of me. Matthew 21, 21. Let's speak it together. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will what? You will receive. That means that there must be meaning behind it. But he says, in faith, in faith, in faith. Faith is spiritual sight while you're waiting. Has everybody got it? While you're waiting, you're watching, you're looking, then you're hearing. When that hearing comes, you're seeing. Bam, something opens up. Whoa, now you're speaking. And when that occurs, there will be a manifestation. Something has been broken. You broke something in the spirit realm and opened a door so it can be released in the natural realm. Is everybody okay? Go to Jude 20. Now you got to make sure that it's of God, because there's a lot of soulish stuff that you can see. But you'll know if you know his voice. You know his presence. You know his impartation and impression. In Jude, is everybody there? Oh, glory. In verse 20, what does it say? But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy what? Faith. Praying in the Spirit. That means praying in tongues. That means what? Praying in tongues. You want to build up your faith? Then you pray in the Spirit more. The more you pray in tongues, the more you'll be able to see. So many times people take that gift and just toss it aside. It is an awesome gift. It is a very important gift. It is a very powerful gift. So if you're truly praying with meaning, and while you're praying in the Spirit, God will bring revelation, he'll bring a confirmation, and there'll be a manifestation. Is everybody okay? Look at right now, there's got to be more intercessors. Without prayer, nothing is done. It's not, oh, Lord, bless me, thank you for this day. I need more money, and I need more this, and I need more that. See, what we need to do in prayer is die. God knows your need. He says, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you. It's our responsibility to get dressed and filled, armed up, prepared, loaded, so that we're armed and dangerous. But then we start attacking. You start attacking. You bind, loose, pull down principalities. You call down fire on Satan's altars, pagan altars, occult cauldrons. I even call it down on taverns and abortion clinics. Globally, nothing is short. God can dispatch his angels anywhere. Well, the word says two touch and agree. Well, I touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. Because if I'm inviting him and asking him to help me pray, and I'm praying in the Spirit, who do you think's giving it to me? I don't need someone to come in and say, oh, man, I need someone to look for to agree with. I got somebody with me all the time to agree with. All the time. The Bible says we're never alone, right? So he's there all the time. I don't need to go grab somebody's hand and say, would you agree with me in this? What if you're alone in a boat? You're waiting for somebody to come by? No, you don't need to do that. You got somebody right there. He's called the Holy Spirit. He's a person. He's the one that brought it to you. He's the one that said, pray this. And he's the one going, are you going to agree with me? He's just waiting for us to confess it. Hallelujah. So praying in tongues is vitally important. It is a gift that should not be shunned aside. And it should be a part of your prayer life. Is everybody okay? Why? Because faith brings spiritual sight. It allows, opens, it brings revelation. You're speaking directly to God, and God is speaking directly to you. You don't have to understand what you're praying. Your spirit's praying. He'll put it in your spirit, then it will come up. Boom. Oh, Lord, that was it? Yes. Are you going to agree with me? Then he'll tell you something. Amen? So we're to ask in these things, but we ask according to the will of God so that it will be manifested. In James chapter 5. Verse 15, let's start at 13. Hallelujah. James 5:13. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. It didn't say go run to ask somebody to pray for you. It said let him pray. So before you pick up the phone, I would suggest you hit the throne. Amen? Because God will not honor the phone. He'll honor the throne, and then you can go pick the phone. And you don't need to call them to agree. You got somebody there already. See, but because of the lack of faith, the lack of vision, the lack of making what is unseen to become seen, people think they're alone. It's amazing that when we're out there using, doing drugs and everything, we knew we weren't alone. They're out there. when they were in here the whole time, right? We were never alone, man. We heard those voices, saw those shadows. That's amazing, you know? And we get filled with the Holy Ghost, delivered, healed, and now we're alone. We're not alone. We have the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. So when somebody says, would you pray with me? Ask them first. Have you prayed yet?
No.
Go pray. You go pray. And then we'll pray. Right, hon? My wife used to do that to me all the time. And I'd say, go pray. Go to your room. It was in love. Hallelujah. Let him pray. Is anyone... where the heck am I? Let him pray. Okay. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of what? That means meaning, doesn't it? It's spiritual sight. Will what? Will save the sick. Hello. Will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be what? He'll be forgiven. So there's an area where our prayer must be consistent. Prayer is consistent. You want to have life in prayer, it must be consistent. You want to have meaning in prayer, it's consistent. Prayer is vitally important. That's how you make contact with the other side. You make contact with the other side. It's like almost an umbilical cord to the other side. You're always connected. They always know where you're at. You can't get lost. Romans 4. Romans chapter 4. Glory. And verse 16. Romans 4, 16. Is everybody there? Woohoo! Abraham. It says that Abraham, when God spoke to him and he saw the things of God, he obeyed. It was accounted to him by faith. Why? Because when God spoke, he saw. He saw it. It says in verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace. What's grace? God's plan. Again, faith and grace, they go together. So that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Wow. So you're going to call those things that are not as though they are. You're going to call those things that are not as though they are because you got revelation. You saw it, and you decreed the manifestation of it. So everybody okay? Yes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 7, it says something very powerful. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, it says, but the what? Manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Now, just think about it. I mean, again, we've made many mistakes. What if we were truly in meaning and fervent prayer and asking God, Lord, I decree that your manifested will go before me. I decree that your manifested favor go before me in the name of Jesus. Things would be a little bit different. But again, there must be relationship. You can't ask something of God if you're in sin. That ain't going to happen. It says he doesn't hear the prayer of a sinner, but a prayer of a worshiper. Lord, I decree your manifested favor. Again, when that was brought to me this morning, but as I was praying, I was seeing. And then as I began to decree what I saw, the manifestation came. So there's no coincidence in that. So everybody got it? Again, faith. We must build up our faith by praying in the Spirit. This is not writing this letter to Santa Claus. Amen? This is fervent prayer. Prayer with meaning. Prayer with meaning. Amen? And he said that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. And of course, he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Well, the gifts of the Spirit are manifested by revelation. Is everybody okay? And all the nine gifts of the Spirit are manifested by revelation. And it's because even the gifts of the Spirit, when the gift of the Spirit is being manifested, it first begins by you seeing. When a word of knowledge comes, I see it. When I see somebody get healed, when I see whatever, I speak it. And then so many times later, somebody will come later and give a testimony. Yeah, I got healed. That was me or whatever. Because it was the manifestation of the Spirit by seeing, because that is faith. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? 2 Corinthians 4. In verse 7, let's speak it together. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we what? We don't lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are what? Not seen. That's faith, isn't it? For the things which are seen are what? Temporary. But the things which are not seen are? They are eternal. They're what? Eternal. Again, I want to encourage you today. I don't want to go any further. I think this is sufficient. This is just a simple message for us to get a grab hold of this understanding. But I want to share one thing. I remember the parable in the area where the centurion came to Jesus. I know it's a miracle, okay? It's a miracle we quit so early. Somebody must have spoken it and manifested it. But, you know, the centurion went to Jesus and he said, you know, Lord, I've got somebody sick and so forth. And he says, you know, I'm not worthy for you to come in my house, but speak your word and my servant will be healed. Speak your word and my... This man saw. He knew. He said, if that word can come out of his mouth for my servant, I know he would be healed. And Jesus was astounded of what great faith. Why? Because that man could see it being done. Amen? So I want to encourage you in your prayer time, wait, watch, hear, and then speak. And decree the manifested will of God, or whatever it is that God is telling you to decree the manifestation. And I guarantee you, if you get revelation confirmation, there will be a manifestation. And I believe that this is going to be spread. I believe that we're going to take more land, that there's going to take more territory, spiritual territory. I believe that this is going to be part of the great harvest that is getting ready to happen. Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the government says, regardless of what the financial says. Because we're not under them anyways. We have our own government. We belong to an eternal kingdom, not a temporary one. So we must call those things that are not as though they are. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we just ask that a manifested prayers will be continuous before us. Lord, that you would grant us revelation, confirmation, and manifestation. That you'd grant us faith to see. And that you grant us ears to hear. Lord, let your perfect will be manifested in us and through us. And may the Lord bless you, keep you, heal you, protect you, provide, and bless your socks off in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen? Amen. Hallelujah.